From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, hailed what he called a significant drop in violence in Syria over the first 24 hours of a ceasefire brokered by the United States and Russia.
Comparing the bottom line to previous days, there is no doubt a significant drop in violence.
De Mistura said if the ceasefire holds, the International Syria Support Group may use next week's gathering of world leaders in New York for sideline talks aimed at ending the Syrian conflict altogether. He said an announcement is expected late Wednesday or Thursday from the U.S. and Russia on whether the ceasefire is holding. The United States and Russia have agreed to share targeting information for possible joint strikes against fighters from the Islamic State group and the former Syrian branch of al-Qaeda. It would be the first time since the Cold War, the Cold War foes, rather, fought together since World War II. The U.S. military says three airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Syria during the last week may have resulted in civilian casualties. Syria and Israel issued conflicting claims Tuesday about the fate of Israeli military aircraft that conducted airstrikes on the Syrian side of the border in the Golan Heights area. Syria's state-run news agency said an Israeli plane and a drone were shot down, but Israel denies that. Former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres is in serious but stable condition after suffering a stroke. Doctors say his condition was likely caused by hypertension. The 93-year-old Peres had previously been hospitalized with heart problems. This is VOA News.